Now, Sripad Bhakti Bhavan Narayan Maharaj comes from America and very mercifully he coming from so far. We want to hear from His Holiness for our spiritual benefit. Maharaj, please advise something about Krishna consciousness to us.
Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yada Parakamlam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Svagrajatam Svagana Raghunatham Vitam Thamsa Jivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijina Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Rada Krishna Paran Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Om Ajnana Timananda Shadvinashina Shilakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Manchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva cha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Vridayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratrishe Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nachinanda Shri Dvaita Janana Shivasri Ghoravattu Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been in Jagannath Puri for some time, then he again traveled to Bengal. He hadn't been there for some years, and when he went through Bengal, then we hear in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita how so many people came to again see Mahaprabhu, that the river, the Ganges, was so full of people that practically you couldn't see water, all you could see was head. And they all came from from all places. And then Mahaprabhu, he showed much mercy to persons like Devananda Pandit and many other persons who had committed some offense to the Vaishnavas or to Mahaprabhu himself. And we hear especially there's a description how Mahaprabhu came to what is Koladvip, and he forgave many offenses there. Also in that journey there is description how Mahaprabhu, he wanted to go to Vrindavan, and one of his devotees was preparing in his mind a path to Vrindavan. Along that path, he was serving Mahaprabhu within his mind, and he had prepared along the road. The whole road was made with roses without any stems, and by the side of the road there was cooling breezes. There was also many birds that were singing, and like this he decorated the whole path, made everything very favorable for the trip of Mahaprabhu. But in his mind he couldn't prepare the road any further than one place, I think called Kanai Natashala.
Panihat. Up to Panihat.
Yeah, then, but said there one Italian name.
Kalai Natsala,
yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. And then he said that Mahaprabhu will not go any further than this point. And he said to the devotees, you will see later on that it comes like that. But actually, that didn't deter the purpose of Mahaprabhu's trip, because real purpose of the trip is he was going to Ramakeli.
Oh.
And there he would meet with Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. In that, we see the special mercy of Mahaprabhu towards Srila Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. Then subsequently we also hear that there were still so many people following Mahaprabhu that on the advice of Sanatan Goswami, he went back to Jagannath Puri. He did not want to go to Vrindavan followed by so many crowds of people. Another Sanatan Goswami, we see that Mahaprabhu showed so much mercy to Srila Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. One conversation with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatan Goswami said to Mahaprabhu that we saw that you gave your mercy to Jagai and Madhai, but that was not very difficult for you to do, because ultimately Jagai and Madhai, we hear much about Jagai and Madhai, how terrible they were and their many atrocious activities, but Sanatana Goswami said, but they never made any Vaishnava aparad. They never made any Vaishnava aparad. Besides that, they were from Brahmin families. And they only had one problem, that all their activities were terrible. That was their only problem. But they never really made any offenses to the Vaishnavas. But he said, but the position of us brothers, Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, he says, our position is worse than that, because we have associated in our service, we have associated with those persons who are inimical to the Vaishnavas, to the cows, to Brahminical culture and all these things. We have associated with them, we have taken service from them, and our activities have become very much like them also. And so for you to extend your mercy to us is more difficult than to give your mercy to Jagai and Madhai. That was more simple. But with us, more difficult situation. And then Sanatana Goswami says, pleads for that mercy and says, therefore our need is greater. And because our need is greater, that we're entreating at your feet, that your mercy will be extended to us. So I was considering this, that we have heard the saying that the quality of mercy is never strained. And this is actually the line of our acharyas, that they show that the mercy comes to seek the need is there, and the mercy comes to fulfill that need. That special position of Mahaprabhu is in coming to fulfill the need of the conditioned soul. Of course the position of Krishna Leela is all aprakrita. Aprakrita meaning that Krishna's activities, they appear like those of a person of this earth. Above the adhoksaja level is aprakrita, which seems to be like a pastimes of a human being. And Krishna himself says some warning in Bhagavad Gita. He says, avajananti mam mudha manushim dhanamashritam parambhava majananto mamabhuta maheshwaram. He says that they are confused when they see these activities, and they think that then I am just a normal human being. And he says also many words like that, avyaktam vyakti mapanam manyante mama buddhaya parambhava majananto mama vyayamanutamam, that They think that I'm like the conditioned soul coming from this Brahma Loka, from the Avyakta, that I'm coming down, Avyakta Vyakta-Matanam. Like them who are coming from that Brahma Loka, they think I have also, my personality is coming from that Brahma Loka. But it is not like that. I am Mama Vyayamanutama. My nature but above that plane. It is on a higher plane of existence. But Krishna's pastimes, although they're a Prakriti and appearing a Prakriti, still there are many things about Krishna that anybody can see that his position is supreme. When the residents of Vrindavan, they think they have to help Krishna hold Govardhan Hill, that he cannot hold the hill by himself. But anybody can see what Krishna's activities are, and then they have no difficulty understanding his position. I heard one take when one devotee was talking, Krishna, he's killed so many demons, and how can we believe that? It's all these big demons come and Krishna killed them, but where are the bones? We don't see any bones from these demons. We don't see any fossils. We don't see, what is the evidence? There are no demons like that nowadays. Then Guru Maharaj says, you have some problem with that, but you have no problem that Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. That doesn't bother you at all. That Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill or Krishna did any other activity, that's no problem, but only that there's no demons around, you don't see any demons. So actually Krishna's activities you can see, but then Mahaprabhu is more a Prakriti because Mahaprabhu is even hiding the fact that he's the supreme. That one time Mahaprabhu was with his devotees, and his devotees were all talking about him being the merciful personality of Godhead and everything. And Mahaprabhu objected. He said, Vishnu, 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 how you're speaking that an ordinary man, he can be the Lord. And then all of a sudden, many people came from outside. Mahaprabhu was with his devotees and they were glorifying him inside. Then many people also came outside. First Mahaprabhu objected to his devotees that, you're glorifying me as the Lord, this is aparad. Then people came outside and they began, where is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Where is he? Where is that? Where is he? And then Mahaprabhu went out and he raised his hands. He told the people to chant the name of Hari. And they shouted, Mahaprabhu, he is the son of Nanda Maharaj, and many other things. And Mahaprabhu just encouraged them to chant and like this. Then he came back in the house. Then the devotee said, the sun has come out in the sky, and now he wants to hide himself. What you are hiding inside, then you are showing that outside. Like that. Something, that description. But Mahaprabhu, his nature was like that, more a Prakriti plane, maybe more than Krishna, because Krishna, and everyone knows Krishna's position, but not everybody knows Mahaprabhu's position. Even they argue, Lord is called Triyuga. And what is Guru Maharaj explained? Trikala. What is that?
Bhut, Bhavishyat, Vartaman.
Trikala. Then somebody was...
Past, present, future.
Somebody was saying, what is this? It refers to Triyuga, that he appears in Satyatreta and Dwarpara Yuga. But Guru Maharaj gave his own explanation. He said, no, that Trikala refers to past, present, and future. The Lord is always, that is. Anyway, Mahaprabhu, he, Lord sometimes called Tri Yuga, but Mahaprabhu comes in Kali Yuga. But the exhibition of Mahaprabhu, although appearing on the Prakriti plane and always showing the heart of a devotee and not the heart of the Lord himself, but the supreme in one quality, and supreme in all qualities, but especially we see from Mahaprabhu supreme manifestation in the quality of Odarya and the mercy, that actually one description of Guru Maharaj is that the Mahaprabhu represents the Prakriti plane, especially the highest mercy of the Lord coming to the lowest position of the Jiva soul and embracing him and gives him his mercy. So I mentioned originally the position of Mahaprabhu going to Ramkeli and how he was glorified by Sri Sanatana Goswami, that your mercy more than in giving your mercy to us, the mercy is more than Jagai and Madai. That wasn't very difficult for you, but you have shown the special mercy. And how that is really our interest, all of our interest in the quality of mercy. And the other thing I wanted to say in that respect was how we also heard one very important point that Srila Guru Maharaj gave us in respect to the quality of mercy. Because ultimately, who is the follower of Mahaprabhu, he has to look in that direction especially. Or something? Well, we're not, without the quality of mercy exhibited by Mahaprabhu, we are practicing a dead faith, something that died 5,000 years ago. But the quality of Mahaprabhu is that special quality of mercy. And the point Guru Maharaj makes, that one wants to approach in that direction of mercy, then he has to also be able to dispense that mercy to others. This is one very important lecture I heard of Guru Maharaj speaking in that respect. But not just one time, many times, but on one particular instance, he explained that we're going towards mercy, we're looking for mercy and not looking for any other quality, we're not looking for justice, because every devotee must feel he is very fallen if he goes to look for position of justice, then he has no standing, no solid ground. But he's looking towards mercy. But at the same time, if he will disqualify others from getting that mercy by saying, oh, he is not up to the mark, he is not up to the mark, his position is not good, only he wants mercy for himself, but he's not willing to display mercy towards others, then Guru Maharaj talks that is a trade secret, and it is a secret of the Vaishnavas. That is the disqualification of one who will want mercy, that he cannot extend that mercy to others. So, I know there is maybe existing Nitya Siddha, and that I see my Gurudev, he is Nitya Siddha. I look towards that plane, Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Govinda Maharaj, I can see him, see on that plane, and looking that way, Nitya Siddha, devotee who has come to give mercy. And then maybe there is also Sadhana Siddha, devotee who is perfect by his practice he is the perfect practitioner, who is the perfect practitioner, maybe chanting many rounds, 64, 50, whatever. Is maybe Sadhana Siddha devotee. But Another kind of devotee I've heard about is Kripasi, who gets special dispensation of mercy coming from above. That comes usually from an advanced Vaishnava. What is that city? Must be Manushanam Sahasrashu Kastiv Yarudhi Siddhaye Yaratamapi Siddhanam Kastiv Mam Ratitagara. Able to enter into that family of the Lord and His devotees. Anyway, I'm looking towards that direction. That is why I think we are attracted to the line of Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Govinda Maharaj, because Guru Maharaj made so much emphasis. He presented that one book, Sharanagati. Also, Prapanna Jivanamrita, same theme, but in that Sharanagati book that Guru Maharaj gave, what was the point? He gave us the hope of talking about the Lord's family and able to enter into the Lord's family somehow with that high goal in front of us of Sharanagati, the Lord's family, Mahaprabhu's family. And I think that all of us, we must be mature. We must see that actually that Lord's family, Guru Maharaj, he is the spokesman. He's more than the spokesman, he is the guide, our divine guardian. And he, always showing the position of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, that means he is the saint, and he is also confirming what we have felt in the heart. He is giving that confirmation. They are of that same quality and family. Therefore, that is important to us. And Guru Maharaj, he showed always the position of Srila Govinda Maharaj from first day, from practically before the mat was established. He's showing that position. This is in our interest. Who will get confused by voices of any other kind is not understanding what is our best interest and our path, what path we're following. So now I have been asked to speak something by Srila Govinda Maharaj. Actually, I can say something by Guru Maharaj's mercy and Srila Govinda Maharaj's mercy. Maybe I should not speak in his divine presence, also in the presence of Sripad Sagar Maharaj. He was my dear god brother, and he is advanced Vaishnava. I am speaking in the presence of these persons, but I will do so because I am also given some responsibility by both, especially by Srila Govinda Maharaj. I want to serve him. And if he asked me to speak, even though he's sitting here, I will try to do so because I want that he will be glorified. So I'm happy to be with all of you and have this opportunity. Srila Guru Maharaj.
Respected devotees, beloved children, it is very good fortune for us that is every day we are getting some chance to hear Krishna Katha from the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas have only one tendency. Always they are trying to serve to the Vaishnavas. And through that they are getting mercy of their Lord. Sri Krishna with Radharani. And they are sure if we can satisfy the devotee of Krishna, then Krishna must be merciful to us. And it is natural, the affection going to downward. That's like going always high position. But affection always wants to give himself to him. And that way, our all intention going for our children. When we will get child, then we feel very happy. Mother, when giving birth a child, before that mother tolerating many things for that. Even the before giving birth, mother is getting too much pain also. But nothing remembering, all forgetting within few minutes. When child comes, and then he forgetting everything. And all affection going to his child. Now who is the child of Krishna? Krishna's all affection is going to his child, children. But the solar system, there has some law, and Krishna not breaking that law. Otherwise all will be destroyed. And his pastimes not will fulfill. Everything going automatically, which way going, we do not know. But there is some laws, bylaws, you can say. Through that bylaws, everything running very happy, not destroying anything. And not necessary to give any attention also. That is, everybody running within his own orbit. And through that, no disturbance coming. But only affection, not following always the law, bylaw, but not trying to destroy anything, but always trying to make something. That is the nature of affection. The children always depending upon their father and mother, and father and mother's all affection going to the children. This way, all the creation, Krishna given some bylaws, but they are more attentive. Who is very surrendered to Krishna, all attention going to them. And this way, we can collect the mercy of Krishna through serve his devotees. And this is very easiest process. Otherwise, if we follow all the Vedic system, actually cannot follow that. There is many rules and regulations, especially in this Kali Yuga, it's not possible that follow that rules and regulations. Then easiest process Mahaprabhu gave to us. You surrender to Krishna and Krishna will look after you. Maharaj named the Saranagati book and Guru Maharaj is the Prapanna Jivanamrita book. That two books is very important for us and we can understand what is Saranagati. Guru Maharaj's explanation about Saranagati is very clear, but there one or two points is very hard to understand. That is, to understand necessary previous some knowledge, then we can understand. And full Saranagati description given that way. Ye Bhagavad Bhaktita Sarvam Ittutsidya Vidhyera Pikai Karcham Krishna Padaita Svayattam Saranagati. If we know the what is the Vidhyera Pikai Karcham, then it is very easy to ask. Otherwise, little difficult to understand. So what is the Vidhyera Pikai Karcham? Vidhyera Pikai means the Vedic rules and regulations. That is, always it is ruled above all the jiva souls. And who can follow, he will get benefit. But step by step, that benefit will come in future. But all source coming from the mercy of the divine. An example, it is stated in the scripture, the Jiva Daya. Many variety source is there, just feed the poor man. Or give some mahotsav festival for feeding Mahaprasadam to the jiva soul. And they are invited, uninvited, everybody coming and taking prasadam. Through that, what we are getting benefit? Generally, the ruling of the Vedas, when you are giving to others some food, you also will get it is finest way return, and you not will suffer to hunger. I mean, hunger is stomach hunger, and that is you must distribute food to others. Then it will come. Sukkabhava. Sukkabhava means it is very finest way,
subtle way,
will come return to you. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, no, it is not the finest point. Finest point is that when you are invited to all who anybody can take food from your house. When the time comes, many, if there is any Vaishnava will come in that festival and will take prasadam. You will get to feed to others, benefit that way, that's also mandate benefit. Up to Sargoloka, you will get that benefit. But when some Vaishnava willingly will come to take food from hungry, and he is looking, if they are going to some festival, I am hungry, wants to take some prasadam. And coming and taking and going, you know or do not know, there you will get some sukriti, and that is the nitya sukriti. That means eternal sukriti. And through that eternal sukriti, you will get connection with Krishna consciousness. And that is the finest point. And Guru Maharaj describes it in the sloka. The Bhagavad Bhaktita Sarvam Nishit Surya Vidhera Ki Kankarcham Krishna Pavika Svartam Saranaga. Everything you will get through surrender, mood of surrender and service to the devotee. That is the real Saranaga. And there is ruling of Vedas. If necessary, you can ignore that. Or actually you can ignore everything, but you cannot ignore this conception that everything is possible by the mercy of Krishna. And you must keep your strong faith with that conception. And if you take surrender to Krishna, then your Saranagati will be fulfilled. This is the real Saranagati description Guru Maharaj has given. And there, Guru Maharaj, his own sloka, he made that sloka, he really composed. Yet there we can consider as their degree of Saranagati. They who have full Saranagati, 100%, he will get result 100%. Who have 80% or 70% or 50% or 40%. And through that, he will get that type of result first. Then he will proceed again. Actually, the affection will come when we are fully surrendered to him. You have seen many times in street dogs, when he wants to out him, but he does not want to go out, he is lying down. And if he wants to hit him, he is this way, not going, but living there. And you cannot hit him. First, you are trying to chastise, and when he thinks that he must beat me, and he does not want to go out, then he is lying down and praying, don't beat me. And when he stick up for beating, he is fully surrendered, not going and doing quick like that. And you cannot beat to him like that. Full surrender soul, when he is fully surrendered, then all attention going to him. And it is not mundane attention. When vision is transcendental, attention is transcendental, then we must be benefited in the way of transcendental. And that is the clue to get the mercy from the Lord. And it is very easy if I am surrendered to the devotee. In the scripture we can say, we can see that when Krishna is very angry to someone, if devotee gives hope to him, oh, you wait, I shall see. And kindly I shall harmonize it. And if he can save that person, the devotee can save person from the anger of Krishna. But when the devotee is angry, then Krishna summarily do dismiss that. Do not want to hear anything from him. But in favor of that person, devotee can pray to Krishna and Krishna will give the hearing. This is many natural course in the bylaws, we can see. And above the bylaws also, there is mercy. Everything going very nicely, no doubt. But we want to follow the easiest process. And no other way for the Kali Yuga, the conditioned soul. And Mahaprabhu given that easiest process. You fully try to surrender to Krishna. You try to surrender fully to Krishna. And this is the process. Then Krishna's mercy will come to you very easily. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's book of Saranagati, there is many description about Saranagati. And if we try to read that and try to follow that process, then very easily we can proceed within the line of Krishna consciousness. Vaite bhadra bhadra jan sab mano dharma ei bhalo ei mundo ei sabdha. It is necessary to understand that all the rulings cannot protect me, only can give some chance. All the Vedic rulings. And in this Kali Yuga, to get that opportunity is very difficult. That is our mind, our food, our environment, our friends, our relatives, all going the atheistic way. There is many demons and many things. But there is very auspicious person also. And there was the followers of the Vedic ruling, and perfectly they are trying to follow that. Many was that time, but in this Kali Yuga very little we cannot find anyone really who is following the Vedic culture. But it is all as a fashion running all over the world. While we can see as a fashion that way. Then if we not will give too much attention for that, no problem will come to us. Only we must see the vital point. We want to attract Krishna to me. That is, I cannot see Krishna, but Krishna can see me. When I am going to Jagannath temple, my mood coming this way. Oh Jagannath, I cannot see you, but I am present here, you please see. In front of you, you please see me, that is enough for me. And if you see me, I can see you easily. Otherwise, no other way. One day Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he is speaking something about Krishna consciousness to the devotee. And one very highly qualified person, his disciple, he is thinking, I shall go to see Jagannath Arati. And he took permission from Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I don't see Arati, I am going. And Prabhupada not told anything, he made dandavat and gone. And after seeing Aruti, he come back. And that time also, say, Prabhupada telling Harikatha. That meeting going on. And that man also was dear to Prabhupada. That is, man was very talented to Prabhupada. But he is thinking, following the Vedic rules is very nice. And that way he gone. But when he come back, Prabhupada said, you finished your ISSI? What is what? You can understand through that. If he gone to see Jagannath Arati and Prabhupada said to him, you finished your ISSI. Actually, have you seen Jagannath or Jagannath Arati? You cannot see that. Only you have seen some formal, outwardly. But it is not real vision. Sudekhita-patha. This is in the Upanishad. What is the root? Root, not way.
Why?
What is the way to see? Through the ear you can see. Sudekhita. When through the ear, you can see that. Otherwise, your eyeball all